The state of Indiana itself as a whole is very immature in regard to trauma system development, but they've been working pretty tenaciously for the past, I would say, 5 to 6 years to establish some rules that help a traumatically injured patient get better care. One of those rules is a triage and transport rule that says if you meet a specific criteria as far as your injuries go and you're within 45 minutes of a trauma center, you should be transferred to that trauma center. There's also a rule that's called in the process of ACS verification. And what that process does is allows to a hospital that has the intention of becoming a trauma center and has the foundation of a trauma program in place to submit their application to the state to become state designated as a trauma center. We submitted that application about 3.5 years ago and were granted in the process status as a level 3 trauma center in 2013, just exactly about 3 years ago. But ultimately in the state of Indiana, the American College of Surgeons Committee on Trauma are the people that come in and say, you are a trauma center now. And it's a fairly exhaustive process. You have to put about, I don't know the exact number, I should have counted, but I would say it's a close to 200, 250 criteria you have to meet. And you have to have all of those things in place. Everything ranging from having a trauma surgeon like Dr. Rutland at the bedside within 30 minutes, having your OR available within 30 minutes, having your trauma care guidelines in place, having your nurses and your doctors trauma trained. So that's what we've been working on. And we had our visit in May for our verification, and we got the stamp of approval on August 11th.
That's
so
great.
We're very proud.
Dr. Rutland, you've been working here in Northwest Indiana for a while, and you know what the situation is. And the problem of Northwest Indiana not having a full-fledged trauma center has been going on for a number of years, and which is in large part why so many cases could have stayed in Northwest Indiana, but they end up going to Chicago or Chicago suburbs. Tell us a little bit about the problems that you run into and how this now, with the status of the Level 3 Trauma Center at Methodist, is going to help.
Well, the trauma center is very needed in the community. You know, besides the three highways that we have going through, sometimes we get patients from different areas, from assault as well as from gunshot wounds. And so a lot of these patients was being transferred out, and some of our population can't afford to make trips over to Chicago just to see their family members. So we're trying to bring that back home. You know, we have patients who are injured in the city. We try to bring them back. And I should say before we move on, Methodist took care of trauma patients well before. What Jennifer and I did is to come in and streamline the system to take a lot of the variability out of it. What we saw when we first got here, you have great emergency doctors, but some felt more comfortable with trauma and some felt less. So they used to activate the system at different times. And so what we did is come in and put a guideline in to say, this is what we're considering a trauma. This is when all hands on deck needs to be on. This is a standby. You don't need as many people. And we just kind of streamlined the system to make a good system better.
Does it turn out that, for example, if a simple, if you want to call it that, traffic accident that does have injury, maybe with only one or two people involved, that doesn't maybe necessarily qualify unless they're a very, very serious accident with very, very serious injuries, I guess is what is discovered by the first responders. It'd be different than if you had a full-fledged emergency. If something happened, a number of people were hurt and the injuries in a number of people were serious, would that kick in that level of trauma where you'd have to be able to go through the injuries and sort them out and get them taken care of properly?
So what you're describing is kind of like a mass casualty situation where you have several people coming to the facility. What we do is we work with EMS and we triage patients. You know, as a trauma center, we want to get the sickest. If you have some people, what we call walk-in wounded or people who is not as severe, they may be better served going to a regular hospital in this instance. You know, the research shows that you have a better survivability when you go to a trauma center, but you can't overwhelm the trauma center. So just prime example, you know, you can't get 10 extremely injured patients at the same time to a trauma center. You're just going to overwhelm your resources, whether you're a level 1 or level 3. So we asked our EMS to say, send us the sickest, and then for the other patients that can benefit, that level does not reached a need of a trauma center, can they go to a regular hospital?
They'll still go to an emergency room, and they'll still be treated as an emergency room patient.
Yeah,
it's just that it's a little different, the status. And you say if you have something that's as common like that, I suppose that probably that the most average cases are ones where you're not overwhelmed like that, but still it's a pretty serious situation, and that's where the trauma center is best helping.
Absolutely. We have two defined levels of trauma care. So those levels, we have our highest, most critically leveled, and then we have our mid-level. Each level has a defined team response. So if somebody comes in and, for example, they've been in a car accident and they have a very low blood pressure, and we have a high suspicion that they're bleeding somewhere internally, that's the team that is all hands on deck, like Dr. Rutland just said. We have a surgeon there, OR's on standby, anesthesia has a heads up, blood banks coming, CAT scanners getting cleared so we can image the patient. And then for the lesser critically injured people, we have a modified response where the ER team is running that patient and will contact all the resources as needed. So it's a very efficient way to use your resources, but to deliver the level of care that a patient needs.
That is Jennifer Mullen, who is the trauma program coordinator. And we have with us in the studio Dr. Reuben Rutland, who is one of the trauma surgeons at Methodist Hospitals, Northlake Campus. That is the center now that has an official, at least official, according to the American College of Surgeons, Level 3 Trauma Center. And it's been in operation for several years, but this new accreditation, does it put it in kind of like the gold standard, I suppose, of trauma centers, as it were?
Well, it's... I'll have to say yes.
The reason why, as
trauma medical director for the hospital and working with Jennifer as the program coordinator, you know, one thing that we have to do is every trauma patient that comes into the hospital is reviewed. And our main question is, could we have done anything better? And we always question ourselves, even with the best run, you know, finely tuned machine, I think you always have to ask, can we do it better? Mm-hmm. And we meet and we're critical of each other. You know, if it was decided that you could have done something better or faster, we'd say that, you know, this was done well, but you know what? Let's do it better next time. And it led to nothing but to better trauma care for the region.
Now, I guess the last question I have to ask of you is to not necessarily get your opinion, but and your roles is how you work there at the trauma center with the impending changeover. Where the Methodist Hospitals, North Lake and South Lake campuses are going to become, if things go well, part of the Franciscan network. Will that change anything, as far as you know, for the trauma center? Will that make it easier on you folks? Or will you find that you'll still be, maybe you'll be expanding maybe even to the South Lake campus, if necessary?
Well, I think that's all yet to be determined. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of what-ifs in that sentence, and I know Dr. Rutland and I are both committed to keep doing what we're doing until they tell us to do it a different way otherwise. But I think that in a way it would offer us some more resources. Geographically, the Northlake campus is the campus that where a trauma center is needed. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. I just don't know how.
Not very much is going to change, I would imagine. Well, it's just, you know, regardless of the ownership, I suppose, of the facility.
Right. So. Well, we hope that when the Franciscans merge with the Methodists, that they have a high love for providing trauma care to Gary. You know, I understand they're supposed to build a new hospital that's going to be in the city, and hopefully, you know, we'll be there fighting to have a nice, you know, state-of-the-art trauma center. That's all we have to say.
I was going to ask about that too, because we know that is supposedly one of the things in the works. If the changeover is finalized, the plans call for the new hospital to be built not close to the current location there in Gary, but actually closer to IU Northwest to the campus there, just off the Borman Expressway. So you'll have a new facility, and that in turn will make some improvements as well too. You've done what you can, I know, with the facility that you have, and it's a very, very good facility for what you've had to do in the upgrade, and obviously you are, I'm sure, are looking forward to what you get to do for a brand new facility.
Well, we're looking forward. We would love to have a new facility, like everything. We would like to have something new, but you got to admit, Methodist has a beautiful new emergency department at Northlake that they spent some time and some talent to bring to pass.
Yeah, I think we have done a really great job with the resources we currently have. We're kind of We got a lot of odds stacked against us, but we have really worked to deliver the very best trauma care that we can with the resources that we have right now, and I think that we're knocking it out of the park.
It's definitely a labor of love.
Absolutely.
It would seem, too, that with the American College of Surgeons approving the accreditation here this summer for the facility that's opened up there in Gary, that they certainly think it's good. They think it's the best, certainly, for Northwest Indiana, and it's going to certainly keep you all very, very busy dealing with the emergencies as they come in the months and years ahead, I would imagine.
It's keeping us on our toes, that's for sure.
It definitely does. I mean, the American College Surgeons, if you can imagine every decision that has been made as a trauma center for the past 3 years being called on the carpet by elder surgeons who know all the good, the bad, and the evils of trauma. And every decision that has been made is up for question. And so it keeps you on your toes to stay on the cutting edge and to kind of to keep up with the trauma literature.
Now, having said that, what do your colleagues there at the hospital and other surgeons and other doctors here in Northwest Indiana have to say about the new Level 3 Trauma Center set up there at Methodist North Lake and trying to deal with Northwest Indiana's healthcare problems?
That's two different questions.
It's two really different questions.
Yeah, as far as the trauma center, we have nothing but praises. You know, I was thinking kind of what could I say about this when I was coming in. Prime example is, anything new, people kind of are questionable. And one of the biggest things that I knew that we were taking hold as a trauma center was one of the times nurses on the floor, who was pretty much dead set of becoming the trauma center, just gave all type of roadblocks, excuses, and why not to become one. And I knew that we had buy-in from the hospital when she questioned me. And she says, you take care of people's traumatic injuries, but Dr. Rowland, you set nothing up for the mental injuries. And as a trauma surgeon, we are guilty of that. We take care of the body, and sometimes we forget the mind. And this was a patient who had a traumatic episode. And so she kind of helped set up a program that we can kind of talk to patients to get into them psychologists. This person is not even affiliated with Methodist for the most part, who understands that, you know, trauma can be mind-altering as well.
So you are getting cooperation from other segments of the healthcare industry outside the hospital there in Northwest Indiana.
Absolutely. It's a huge component of being a trauma center. A lot of people have a misconception that trauma just occurs in the trauma bay of the emergency department, and that's really not true. A huge component of what we've done is we've reached out to the community to build really strong resources and community partnerships with people that we know will give us support. We could do injury prevention, we do outreach, and that was a really good example of how a community partner offered to help our traumatically injured patients. And so it's good trauma care. Great trauma care is really about, you know, from what happens at the time the patient's injured all along the time until they're discharged and every single step in between. So I'd like to clear that misconception up. It's not about the ER.
And including not just to the time they're discharged, you know, we're held just as responsible for getting patients to rehab centers, you know, in a quality time. You know, as a trauma surgeon, people think that I lurk around the ER waiting for a patient to come in. The ER is just where I meet my patient. I'm down there usually, hopefully, no more than a golden hour of trauma. But I leave, and we're with that patient for the rest through the ICUs, through the ORs, through the floors, and then until the patient sometimes goes to inpatient rehab and follow up. And, you know, the trauma surgeon acts as a quarterback, specifically when there's different body parts or different subspecialties that's involved. And so we just have to do that. And we say we have to do it, but it's like what we want to do. I keep saying it's a labor of love.